Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here to have another wonderful Friday night show. And we're on station two. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. So we'll go back 5 days. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There's some stuff happening for somebody. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, do that one again for the mental body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And let's do the mind to heart drop. Remember, you want to be out of time, out of the mind, out of the dark side agenda, which is the mind matrix. This is how they control you. The aliens control you through the mind time matrix. And this is how we live. We live in time. So when you're living in time, you're living in darkness. So here we go. This is why you want to go to your heart to be out of time. That's the teachings of Jesus. That's the basic key to what he was talking about 2,000 years ago. Hasn't changed. So if you want to get out of darkness, you want to commune with the divine in yourself, which is your own spirit, and not to go outside of yourself, connect into alien gods, extraterrestrial beings, energies, life forms. And when you pray to something outside of yourself, then you're at P-R-E-Y. Remember, P-R-E-Y is what you're connecting and doing, and they're connecting to you because you become their prey. You become their energetic food. So you want to always stay within. This is why Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. Very simple teachings. Just that we have to understand it. And understanding is what the dark side doesn't want you to do because it's too simplistic. So they keep you tied up into different movie strips of your past lives, genetics, history of your ancestors, and you're rotating those continuously throughout your life, attempting to figure out why you're here, looking for spirituality outside of yourself, attempting to pray to the angels and the different God energies. So if you went to each church every week, each one is controlled by a different alien God. And this is how they connect with you. In fact, this is how and why the Earth Spirit is suffering so much now, because of all this, all the energies of people going to churches, praying outside of themselves to these aliens, bringing in darkness here. So if we had no churches here, the Earth Spirit would be very empowered, because each time you go to church and you pray to a God outside of yourself, you're doing damage to the Earth Spirit. This is why it's been suffering so much. And why you're suffering, because people are energetically connecting you to the darkness through prayers. So here we go. We're going to do the mind to heart drop. This will take you out of time, out of the time matrix reality that is controlling you. This includes your natal chart, astrology, all the planets, and alien life forms. So when you're in your heart, that's your only safety, your only sacred space. Otherwise, you're living in time. So here we go, dropping down. And I do this on a lot of the shows. This you should be doing yourself daily, maybe 5 times a day even. So we're going to count from 10 to 1, and you have to command that mental body, your thoughts inside of your head, to go to your heart. Otherwise, it doesn't want to go there, and it will not go there on its own. So here we go. Dropping down, I'll count backwards. Think of an elevator dropping down different floors. So 10 with this energy, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just kind of take a deep breath or two. You should be able to hear your thoughts inside of your heart center. This is where they should be. And if you're not there, then do it some more. So for people who are brand new to the program, this program is about you connecting with your spirit. If you're only, 10% on your body and the other 90% got kicked out of you because of religious teachings and things like this, so you're connecting to the dark side. This is a chance for you to get connected more with your spirit that's with you. And we also, you know, do different types of healings to get you more present with your spirit in your body. Remember, for the ascension process, you have to be in your body, number one, with your spirit. And that allows you for communication. But then you have to actually have your spirit integrate with your genetics. It has to go into every one of your cells. So it's two different processes. But you have to first be in your body. That's kindergarten stuff. Remember, when you're first born, you're in your body. But, you know, as you experience life, you normally get out of your body. If you take drugs, meditate a lot, going out of your body, astral projection, time traveling. Remember, all the new programs on TV are about this stuff now, giving people the idea that they can do these things. And people are trying it, I'm sure, because, you know, it's what they're teaching us through the different movies that are out now. And then we have the movie about clones, you know, surrogates. And there's many things out there like this that's been, you know, around for probably the last 20 years. So they're all teaching you that you don't have to be with yourself. You can enjoy life outside of your experience here. And then you leave your poor body unprotected, and then you pick up entities and aliens, et cetera, life forms. We'll be talking about our 8-hour conference call this coming Sunday that we'll get rid of and help you with some of these things. Remember, these are energetic, invisible beings that are living in you. So here we go. We'll drop you down some more to your heart center. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on here. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yep, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. Tonight, like Ron said, we'll be talking about what's happening with the different clearings and the upcoming events, and also take any questions that you might have or requests. So if you'd like to contact us, you can either type in on the fast chat what your question might be, or you can call into BBS Radio, and the number is area code 415-762-1161. I'll repeat that. It's area code 415-762-1161. So we'd love to hear from you. And, Ron, we have a few questions on the fast chat already. Would you like to take some of those up right now?
Sure. We'll see what happens here.
Okay. Sounds good. So we have a couple of comments loving the blood clearing and asking whether this is going to be up on the website, and I believe it's just gotten up since the last radio show. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's under, I believe it's a light infusion section on the left-hand side, and it's a circulatory clearing. That's what we're calling it, I believe. So just go on that. It's $100, and you can do the unlimited on it also if you wish for $50 to make yourself feel better. And so it will help you immensely. A lot of people love that. If you wish to have a sample, go on to the BBS Archives, which was on Wednesday. And I'll give you the date on that here. Let me pull my calendar up here. So that would be the 27th of January. So we did a sample clearing there, so experience that. And it's just a wonderful clearing. You're going to get very relaxed, and there's nothing like it. I mean, this clearing is just phenomenal. So it's a great clearing. It's up on the website now. It's divided up into four parts. There's first the clearing of implants and obstructions in your circulatory system and also your blood. And then we have a heart clearing. And then we have... I know we have spirit integration. There's one other section to it, which I just can't remember what it was right now, this moment.
Golden blood light infusion.
That's correct. Yeah. And so you get that, and that's what we normally have on our 4-hour conference calls that we have once a month. So it's a great experience, and each one takes 3 hours to do. And I would recommend doing this at night. Most people that I've talked with become very, very relaxed instantly. So you may not wish to do it in the daytime. And you're going to feel completely different inside of your body. So for the New Time listeners here, this is the energy that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his clearing. This is the creation light chip. In his day, he called it Father. So the whole process is that the light chip comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. The light chip is doing the ascension. Nothing externally is. This is the creation of light that created everything in the universe of light. And it doesn't promote itself only through this program here. It does not promote itself through any channelers, anything, anybody channeling anything, because the light is already with you. And they don't come through that way. So I'll just kind of mention that to people. People who do the channeling are channeling the light of the darkness, which is the energy that the darkness creates. And this is where a lot of that information comes from. And it could be great information, but it's not light. So that's the bottom line is that, and the light never promotes itself because you have it with you. Remember, you have to go back to the very basics that Jesus said, the kingdom is within. And some people who get readings done from people, they'll say, well, I see an angel around you. I see this around you. Well, that angel could be your spirit because you're not recognizing how powerful your spirit is. And you need a crutch or something else to a placebo, we'll say, to come in a sense, to show you a higher strength energy. But it's really probably your spirit. And then that could also be an entity posing as an angel, too. So you want to be very careful. But the main thing is to connect to your heart center. This is what this show is all about. And anything outside of yourself will be darkness. So always go inside. The basic teachings of Jesus. And nobody can really argue with that. I get a lot of people who have been programmed so heavily over the years of looking, searching for maybe 20, 30 years in metaphysics. And they have been through many, many, many practitioners, and they get tied up into the dark side practices. And the more you start seeing these practitioners, the more darkness you are holding and corded to your body, so, and also your spirit. So this is why Jesus told you to be aware of these things. And like they said, I think in the Bible somewhere, I'm not really a Bible person, but you know, there's a lot of false prophets coming around at the end of each cycle. So be very careful. Always go within to your spirit and ask for guidance. This is what you must do. It only comes within you. Nothing is outside of yourself. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, so I've got this page open on the website with the new clearing. So I see the first step is the one where you're talking about how it gets rid of implants and different obstructions that could be in the blood and circulatory system. So if I understand you correctly, then you would do that one for 3 hours for that first step?
Yes, that is correct. So each one should require 3 hours. You could make it less if you wanted to, but the first one for sure, you want to do it for 3. The other ones you may want to change the timer, which could be less, but I would personally go through the whole thing and put the time out. Remember, like I said, some people want to do shortcuts. Most people who see these clearings know that they're very sacred and they don't want to change them. And so, you know, go through it for the, 180 minutes. And, you know, you can do it at night when you're sleeping. Set your alarm clock and put it, you know, for the 3 hours of time, wake up, and then click the radio button to the next clearing and go back to sleep again. And you can have a really nice, restful sleep. So, most people who've experienced this, like I said, feel their body. It's kind of like your body was working, but there's always some internal aggravation. And so the way I kind of described it maybe on the last BBS program on Wednesday, it's kind of like driving down a freeway, and you're actually the blood flowing in your veins, and the freeway is your veins and arteries and capillaries. And the dark side wants to check up on you. So that they give you the off-ramps and on-ramps, you know. So you drive down maybe a mile or two, and there's an off-ramp, and you take that, and you come to the stop sign, and then you get abducted. They check you out, we'll say. Make sure everything is in place according to their needs and wishes and wants. and desires for you, and then you get back on the freeway, and you continuously go through this process. And so when you have this clearing, all of a sudden you realize that, man, your blood has been like, you know, going like stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. It's kind of like driving a car, you know, with, you know, bad tires or like square tires on it. And you just feel like you're not running properly on the inside. You don't know that until you have the clearing. And after you have the clearing, you're going to feel like you have nothing inside of you. Like all your internal organs are completely smooth, well-oiled, frictionless, and it's just incredible. But I will say you probably will feel relaxed because, remember, your body's going through a healing process, and you will feel very relaxed, which I believe most people commented from last Wednesday when I did that sample clearing. In fact, I'll just do a minute of it here for everybody. I think I did it for about 3 or 4 minutes as a sample. Remember, this takes 3 hours to do, so here we go. Everybody ready? You ready, Sylvia?
Ready.
Here we go. So we're going to just start clearing the blood out, the implants, the obstructions. Remember, we're controlled in time by these alien beings. And we all know about that. You know, the movie Matrix kind of talked about mind control and going in and out of the Matrix and stuff. And, you know, this is not new to anybody. If you're a first-time listener, you probably will have a clue of what I'm talking about just by the different movies that have been out in the last 20 years. So if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about what's happening, you can check out the movie They Live. It's a pretty old movie. It's probably going to be, I think it's on YouTube. But if you do find it, it'll probably be on VHS. And then you can see the movie The Mist, and that's about alien gods, you know, that are controlling us here and what was here. So that's kind of a, let's see, the Mist is the, the Mist is the one where the alien creature came because they opened up a vortex. This is what people do when they go to church. They pray outside of themselves, open up vortexes. This is for people who do earth healings, who pick these special days that have certain numbers in them. Especially harmonic conversion time, you know, that was the worst thing that ever happened to humanity in 87, as far as bringing in darkness. Then we have the movie 10,000 BC, that's what I was talking about the alien controlling people. And, you know, there's quite a few other movies that are out there. Sarah gets another one, teaching us to become clones, and so we're going to be seeing a lot of clone movies coming out now. And information about that, because that's what's here walking around now. So I won't get into that too much. There's probably other shows that talk about it. There's many, many ways you can look that up yourself, but just be very careful when you go to websites. You may want to get on the Creation Lightship page that deals with releasing these energies from you. And the Dark Side Practitioner, I think, has it in there. We have a clearing also, which is your space clearing. So remember, just by going to a website, you can be hooked up energetically. These aliens can come through your computer and connect you. So it gets to be kind of scary, but I'm just telling you there's a solution. And that's what it would be to go to the website, creationlightship.com, and do one of the clearings that has it on there, where you can input... like on the alien attack removal, where you can input a website, and it will clear out that the person who might be very innocent on having the website up. It'll bring light there and also take away the alien stuff from you. So here we go. Still doing this clearing here. You should be getting relaxed and about another half a minute more here. And we're just doing a partial circulatory clearing for you. And there we go. We're done. Okay, there we go, Sylvia. How's that?
Wow, it really is just a feeling of so much light going through the bloodstream. It's the only way I can think of to kind of describe it, but I feel it really strongly going through there. It's just great. And like you said, very relaxing. It's just wonderful. And then I see the second step is called the Golden Heart Light Infusion. That sounds beautiful. Can you describe that a little bit more?
Yeah, it actually puts the golden light into your blood, into the cells that you have in the blood, and you feel so much better. And it's just a wonderful clearing. And we recommend also, it's on the fast chat here, but yeah, you do want to get the alien death barcode off of you before you do this clearing. You could do the clearing, but I don't think you're going to really benefit by it. So I wouldn't want you to waste your money. I would think at best, when I first checked it out, at best you could get maybe a 20% clearing from doing this here without having the alien death barcode done. So you want to get that off of you. And then after you do that, then do this clearing next year. And the alien death barcode takes away the energies that are in your natal chart that the aliens want to actually, terminate you with. And we all have at least three alien death barcodes on us. And this is why you die, because you start losing life force energy. So you want to get those things off of you first. Very, very important. So back to you, Sylvia.
That makes a lot of sense, because if you've got that, then if that's in the, kind of sitting there, how could you do any other clearings kind of over it and have them be fully effective? Maybe they'd be partially effective, but it makes a lot of sense that you'd want to have that death barcode energy off of you first.
Yes, and all these healings can be done absentee. If you wish to do it for somebody else, just put their name in and, just pay for it, and you put their name in if you have grandchildren or, parents, siblings or uncles, aunts, or anybody that you wish to have a clearing for. Remember, the light created them, so you don't have to ask their permission, and their spirit always says yes to these clearings. So remember, the mind energy will tell you no, but the heart energy, where your spirit lives, really wants these clearings here. So this is why they're so effective, and why this the website has online healings. And these healings work with the light. The light beam comes up. You can select different types of modalities from the light shift, not modalities, but different types of light beams. And these are the ones that came here. Some of their teachings may have got askew by the Galactic Federation, since they came through the Federation to come down here. As far as the Federation being their backup team to support them and help them, but aside from that, the beings were pure. And so when you do click on a different being, if you wish to, like Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, or whatever that's listed there, and there's quite a few, you are getting the divine essence of this being, the true spiritual energy, not what was down here necessarily doing the work that they did, because some of those teachings are not in accordance to non-judgment, okay? So basically, the light does not have judgment. Anything that does have judgment in it would not normally be of the light. Although Jesus did talk about not to go outside of yourself. So in a sense, that is a judgment call, but it's actually what the truth is. So it's not like it's a, speaking with a forked tongue here. It's the fact that that's what he told people. Don't go outside of yourself. And so if you weren't doing that, he wouldn't have to say that. But that's his basic teachings. And his healings and teachings were for ascension. That's why he came here at that 2,000-year mark in time. And when Jesus left the planet, then those healings completely stopped. There was no conduit on the planet to facilitate the healings from the light ship, or from, if you want to use the word, Father. And they came about in 2005, because we're approaching another basic 2,000-year cycle of energy, which the light ship will be changing for the ascension time. So back to you, Sylvia. And if you are interested in what we're doing, I would say go to the archives, go to the BBS archives. What you're going to find is a lot of information there. And for most people, because they're so heavily controlled with mind energy, it's going to take you probably 6 to 10 archives to finally catch on to what we're talking about. Remember, because the implants go off in your head, and we're disrupting all of your past belief systems. And once you finally get the simple truth, then you realize that what you've been told basically in this lifetime is a complete lie. And then you start wondering, gee, you know, why did I believe all these things? Oh, that's what you're taught. And, you know, people who are seekers of truth eventually, you know, figure this out. But this is what this program is all about, is to get you to connect to your own spirit. That's the bottom line. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. So I believe I saw a question on the fast chat a little bit ago about what it's like, how it works to when you go into the light chamber. And I know you've got an event coming up where you're going to have the light chamber in Los Angeles, and maybe you could talk a little bit about what that does for a person to sit in there.
Oh, yeah, it's just wonderful. It puts the light back into you. It takes away the energies that the dark side has disconnected from you. So if you haven't been in the light chamber, what it will do is put into you the special DNA codes of light that you do not have, because the aliens took it out of your body. Remember, you're a culmination of their experiments, in a sense, or their genetic engineering. And so naturally they did not want you to be as smart as they were, so they took away a lot of your stuff. And this puts light back into your body, into your cells. So it's a wonderful healing. And we have different types of sessions where you can go in. Most sessions are about 5-6 minutes in length. And we have an unlimited amount if you wish to go to the expo for 3 days for $100. And you can go in there about every probably maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. And just enjoy. Most people who do the unlimited go into the chamber, I would say, maybe 8 to 12 times. And they feel wonderful. After the first time through it, it's like having this wonderful shower. And you get cleaned off. And then after that, for most people, the second time through, at the most the third time through, you're going to start feeling this energy go through your body. And you start actually feeling the stuff getting released from inside of you. And maybe after the sixth time, you're going to feel like you're floating. That's because you have light with you. And what I will recommend is that do not go to any other practitioners, because they will, number one, try to take away your light, because the darkness is working through them normally. And if somebody touches you, they may implant you with some more implants. So you don't want to go to any other practitioner after you've been in the light ship, in the chamber, in the light infusion chamber, because, you know, it's your free choice, naturally, but you don't want to have this stuff being put back on you over again. So back to you, Sylvia. And the event will be at the LAX Hilton, and I believe it's the coming up the second week here in February, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's the Conscious Life Expo. And I have a lecture on Saturday and a workshop that's free on Saturday. So come and see me. I'd love to see everybody. So back to you, Sylvia.
So that's like the 12th, 13th, 14th, something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And so when a person actually sits down in the light chamber here, so then when you are starting that process, turning it on, then they're actually also transported physically to the light ship and sitting in the light chamber on the light ship at the same time?
Yes, that is correct, yes. So you're taken up out of time. You're still here physically. You're not going to just poof away, you know, and, that people might think that. But you're still here, and you're on the light ship at the exact same time in your physical body. And you're walking around on the light ship. The light beams are working with you, and they work with you, and you can request healing. So back to you, Sylvia.
So I think I heard a beep on the line a couple of minutes ago. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi, who's there?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
oh,
we can hear you.
There, but we can hear you.
Bay Area. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, hi. So, hey, Ron, looks like you're in the Bay Area, too. Are you?
Not in the Bay Area, no, but did you have a question for Ron or a request?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so I've gotten really sick recently because of negative, just, I guess, psychic attacks from, you know, people yelling at me, and I can tell it's from this recent happening. I've gotten very sick, so I was wondering if you can do any type of clearings at all. Maybe an emotional one. Maybe you already did that. I don't know. But any type of clearings that could help me recover?
Well, what you want to get on is the Dark Side Practitioner clearing on the website.
Uh-huh.
And the Dark Side Practitioner is for people who have had energetic spells cast on them. You know,
okay.
Witchcraft, anything with sorcery, anybody giving you negative thoughts and positive thoughts. A positive thought is not a good thing because your body still sees that as a psychic attack. Remember,
okay.
Any mind energy that's projected to you is negative, okay? And
yeah.
So your body cannot handle any frequency other than your own. So the Dark Side Practitioner is designed for that particular thing, to get these things off of you.
Uh-huh.
So and
yeah,
it's under the heading of online healing.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to stay away from that stuff because I'm still in high school, and then there's, you know, I meet with a lot of kids every day. I also had a question about when people dream at night. If that has, I mean, because I think your spirit leaves your body when you dream, so is that part of the darkness energy?
If your spirit leaves you. Which it should not do. You should command it to be with you. But when it leaves, it's number one, it's leaving because you probably, at least for most people, have not ever communicated with it, so it has a chance to leave. It doesn't want to be here in all this pain and torture that we go through from mind energy, so it has a chance to get out. So that's one reason why it could leave you, because nobody's talking to their spirits, okay? So it goes, well, another day went by, nobody communicated with me. I couldn't use the body to express with divine creativity, so I'm leaving now. Another reason would be is that it is forced to go into a parallel lifetime of the darkness. So the darkness now is using you in your dream state because you left the body. So now it takes a spirit and goes somewhere else. Remember, your spirit goes with you 24/7 to protect your body from psychic attacks, from everything else, and plus to heal you. So you need to have your spirit with you. And that's what happened. So it sounds like you're still in high school. Yeah, I imagine a lot of people are judging people a lot. This is why you want to get on the Dark Side Practitioner clearing. And do it, you know, get on the unlimited version, and maybe do it three times
a day. On which one again?
Also, there's an auric field clearing.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I do that one sometimes. I also was working with the activated water today, and I'm not really sure if it was working. I did pay for it, so, I mean, I don't know if there's a way where you can verify that.
Oh, the water's working automatically. If you're on the site, and I don't have to verify, the site does work.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't matter what your mind's telling you, it will work. In fact, some people just put the light scene up on their monitor screen, and all of a sudden entities just fly out of their room. So, you know, this is pure light coming into your room when you come on, you know, the website. So the darkness does not attach to it whatsoever, and it will help you out also.
Okay, cool. I was also going to purchase the alien attack removal for just a week because $30 is... I don't really have that right now, so I was going to do the $10 one for a week. Is that still enough time, would you say, versus the $30 for a month, unlimited?
Well, go on it and give it a try. You know, it's going to work. There's so much on there that you're going to probably want to be on it for, a whole month. But you definitely go on there. There's a lot of drop-down boxes. For most people, when they go on it for the first time, they're kind of like, wow, they go, what's on here, you know? Because there's probably about 60 alien races you can get off your butt, you know. the ones that you don't even know about. A lot of people just like to go on there and click down, and they first kind of use maybe what they think they have heard about. And then you can also type in websites there, I believe, too, and also other things. So for some people, that page has been actually a lifesaver for them. And I'll repeat that. It's actually saved people's lives by going onto that page.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron. I just have one more question. Do you have any specific tips on talking to your or communicating with your spirit?
Yeah, just do the mind to heart drop like I do on most of the shows, drop down from 10 to 1. You know, do that maybe, you know, 6 times, 10 times. And you should feel your thoughts going, talking, you know, inside of your chest cavity. You know, when it's there, you're going to know it. If you're still in your head, then you're not there yet. So just keep doing it until it goes down. And you have to command that energy down. Remember, all healings are a command. That's what Jesus said, you're healed. He didn't say, well, I think you're healed. You know, he did the command. And it was as if he is commanding your spirit to do that work. And this is the same process. The sad thing is that his healings that he did 2,000 years ago would not work as effectively today, only because of the density that we have. This is why it's so hard now to do healings, physical healings, the emotional clearings, the different healings that I do instantly on the website and also in person. They're instant. They work. But working with your physical body is a lot more challenging because you have 2,000 years of genetic history of judgment stored inside of you, and that's the problem. Back in Jesus' time, he was doing 7 generational clearings, which we have on the website, too. But, in fact, I think they will be on there. We're in the works now of putting all the 7 generational clearings up, if not up right now. So that's going to be happening fairly shortly. But that will also help you out. 7 generations goes back to about the 1850s. And that's including yourself, 256 people. Remember, each generation, it doubles. And so, you know, you can see going back 2,000 years, very typically, I would assume that, you know what the word assume is, but we'll get into that. I would think that the energies of 2,000 years of humanity here that we're probably all related because of that amount of time. So it's quite phenomenal. And most people have been on this planet for probably 30 to maybe 50, 60,000 years. I had some people who've been here, you know, over 100,000. And those people can't wait to get out of here, you know. That's why I actually put up the barcodes up, basically. It was because people are saying, Ron, I've been here for a long time. I don't want to be here any longer. What do I have to do to get out? So I had to check in on that from the light ship, and then we discovered the barcodes, you know, for the spirit barcode, body abduction barcode. That's how the aliens connect with you. You have a mind barcode. You have an ascension barcode to take you off planet. So there's quite a bit. But the barcodes are very, very, very important, especially your alien death barcode. And that costs $150, and you get a free one with that, which is what you do afterwards, maybe a week away, because it takes a while to do these. And that one is your stress barcode. Remember, we all have stress here. So you get that off of you, and your life starts to turn around. And that's how the healings work. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, would you also say for our caller from high school and, you know, dealing with all that different energy that gets thrown at you and stuff all the time, would that be the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy, would that be a great tool to do every day before going to school and maybe in between as well?
Yes. Yeah. Do the affirmation. Yeah. I now increase my life force energy. Say it about 10 times, and that will bring in more spirit energy around you. and you may want to do the auric field clearing. So those are two good things. What happens is when people think of you negatively or start talking about you negatively, we'll just say gossip, if you hear it, just don't tie into it. If you tie into it, then you're going to go on that emotional roller coaster ride. And you're tying into it because you probably have that genetic history in you of what they're talking about. May not be the exact same amount of energy. Could be less, way less, could be a lot more. But you're connecting to it only because you have it. Okay? So what you can do is do the clearing to get rid of it. You know, normally the emotional clearing gets rid of a lot of your stuff, your whole life emotional clearing. That's $5 times your age. But, you know, if you don't do that, but all I can tell you is just allow it to go through your body. Don't have any resistance, okay? Just have it go right through you. And then as it goes through you and you don't tap into it, remember, you have to tap into it mentally because your DNA has mental programs. So if you don't tap into it mentally, it'll just go and just pass right over you or maybe even through you. But once you get into that mental realm and you get, ah, I don't like what they're saying about me, then you're on the roller coaster ride. So that's where you are. That means that you want to clear that out of you because your body got your attention now, and that energy that's happening to you, good or bad, whatever it is, whatever that judgment is that somebody's talking about you, that you related to, that you resonated with, is going to eventually and can kill you. So remember, all these judgments, one of them will get you at the very end. Okay? So which one's going to do that for you? So this is why we have such a short lifetime, only because we're full of judgment. And that's the whole process, is to get rid of judgment out of us. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so great. So yeah, that, I liked what you were saying about when that energy gets thrown at you, if you can just let it just pass right through you and not resist it, at which point it gets stuck to you, then you can just kind of let it go, right?
Yeah, we'll do the affirmation right now. So I normally just put my hands kind of in front of me, palms facing each other. And you want to do this maybe for the first week to train your body. Then after you do this, and you don't have to do it any longer, but you want to let your body know that you're doing something. And you can also feel the energy build. Now, this is not your auric field enhancing, getting larger. This is your spirit energy when you say this. This is your spirit life force energy. So bring your hands together, and you're going to find typically between probably a foot to a couple inches, you're going to find some tension there, like compressing a spring, like pushing a ball together. And don't get into the mental realm. Just have your body do it, okay? If you start to think about it, then you're in the mental plane, and, you know, it may not even work. It'll work, but you're not going to have the results that your body can show you. Remember, your body's conscious, and it's going to show you your life force energy as a barometer. So here we go. Find where the charge is, and then just say the affirmation out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands apart. Come in again, and lo and behold, you're going to find out they're probably about 3 to 6 inches further apart. And you go, wow, I got more energy now. Then say it again. I now increase my life force energy, move them apart further, and come in slowly, and you're going to find that you're compressing a larger spring. And keep doing it. So we'll do it 10 times here. And just do the sampling. When you're done, your hand should be out alongside of your body. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. And say it out loud, because you have to say it out loud to tell yourself to train your body. I now increase my life force energy. 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 I now increase my life force energy, and I now increase my life force energy. There. So I'd say do this for maybe a week, three, four times a day out loud. And once your body's trained how to do this, because you're commanding the energy of your spirit to increase your life force, then you can just move your hands and just moving them back and forth maybe once or twice, you know, a half a second, you'll be fully charged up. And that way, when you get psychic attacks coming to you, there's plenty of spirit energy around, and it won't affect and connect and cord to your body. So this is why in the old days, you know, you saw the photographs of maybe the angels, the halos around maybe Jesus and Mother Mary, etc. This is what you saw, was this spirit energy around them that they actually drew. So that'll give you an idea of what's actually happening, and that's happening to you. And you feel could be, you know, 5 foot around you. And that'll keep you a lot more peaceful. So hope that helps you out, Alexander. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, taking up another fast chat question. I think it was guest that was asking earlier on the fast chat about how they'd been experiencing, I guess, lights going on and off around them lately and wondered what that was all about.
Well, that's hard to say. I really can't answer that question. Some people automatically can turn lights on and off. I've heard of people walking by street lights and they kind of flicker and go off and on. I don't know. Typically, I would say, like in your house, that could probably be entities playing around with your electrical system. So that's what I would first look at, is entities. And that's where I would go first of all. Whether it's your own energy doing that, you'd have to ask your spirit. But typically I would say it's probably entities having a field day to get your attention, to have fun with you. So that's what I would probably guess at first here. I could be wrong, but that's what normally happens, is that entities will do these things. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. We have a little more information or more questions about the light chamber. And the question is, how is sitting in the light chamber different than doing the online clearing?
It's probably the same thing. It shouldn't be that much of a difference, although I'm there with the light chamber physically, so it will be different. So if you're able to come into it, you know, be in the location, yeah, it'll be a lot probably stronger that way. I've had people actually go to the expos and not knowing where to go to, and they'd end up in front of the light chamber. And they go, wow, I felt all this light, spiritual light energy, source energy, you know, from outside the building. And they happen to be in tune, and they actually were drawn right over to the light chamber. In fact, I normally have a lot of people that do get a sample clearing, in a sense, because they walk by the booth, and they're kind of like drawn there, or they start talking around it. That happens quite often, but you're not really going to the light ship when you're outside of the light chamber, but the energy naturally is being emitted from it. Even the room that I go into that I do a lecture on, the whole room is filled full of light. And, you know, the light ship is there, and you're actually, once you walk in the door, when I do a session, a lecture or a workshop, you're actually going to be on the light ship. Those divine beings come right into that room. And that's why when I start working with people in the lectures and workshops that I have, it's normally pretty much interactive. All of a sudden the time ends, you know, because we're out of time. So I normally cannot cover what I would like to cover, like on this show here. We probably have 10 minutes left. You know, look at your clock. You know, how long have we been on this program? It just seems like we just got started. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia. We could talk about our 8-hour conference call, maybe.
That's yeah, I'd like to. I just wanted
Sunday.
To ask one question before that, if we could.
Yes.
Heal was asking, when Jesus had changed the water into wine, did he also use a command?
Yes, he had to, yes. Remember, everything is conscious energy. And so you have to command the energy to change. So that would be correct, yes. Uh-huh. And he probably had somebody ask to have that done. The light ship at this point in time will not do that, but they will energize water for you for a dollar on the website. But if you ask to have it turned into wine, I don't think they're going to do that because it's just not proper as far as having an alcoholic beverage for people. But they will make the water body compatible for you, so you can have the water changed. You can request nutrients in it, whatever you choose to. You can request it for your pets and animals, also plants. So it's a wonderful thing to have the charged water, because the charged water can really help you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and the water is just so amazing, Ron. We don't talk about it as often as we used to, but, you know, it's one of the best examples, I think, when you're starting to work with the light ship. It's because it's such a tangible thing. I mean, you can take a glass of water, you can take a sip of it, and then you can have it activated, and then you can take a sip of it, and you'll notice that it's completely different. It's the taste is different, the viscosity is different, you know, it's really obvious. So even if you're maybe a person that, you know, isn't feeling things or whatever, doesn't see, when you have that water, you know, you can really taste it. You can completely tell that it's different. And it's also interesting because if you activate, you know, maybe three glasses of water for three different purposes, like on the conference calls that you do run, where you'll do one water for the silver energy and maybe another water for red or another water for another purpose, they each have their own different taste, and sometimes they fill, the glass will fill with bubbles or what have you. So it's just really a wonderful way of having the light beings work with you to give you what your body needs right then in that moment in the now, and it's just fantastic. So can't say enough about that. And I guess that's a really nice part of those eight-hour sessions too that you were just about to talk about.
Yeah, so we're having another eight-hour light ship healing session this coming Sunday. And then it'll be the Sunday after that also. Then we're skipping a Sunday. I'll be in L.A. Then we're doing the third Sunday after that. So you can go on the website and get information on that. This is where we get rid of the alien E.T. parasites, worms, et cetera, little critters that are invisible. This is where we go to quarantine outside the light ship in the quarantine room facility. Remember, the light ship does not allow darkness on it. If it had darkness in it at all, then it would not be light. And then we'd be giving up hope here. So the parts of us that are contaminated, that have darkness in them, parts of us that are not whole and complete, maybe a puzzle piece out of us is missing, that the darkness has, they go out and look for that energy. And this is also physical and spiritual, two healings in one when we do this here. So this is where we go to the quarantine room. So the time goes by very quickly, like this radio program here. Our time probably is about three more minutes to go, just like we just got on it. So it's quite interesting, you know, to be on an eight-hour conference call line and not to feel tired at the end of it. And I'll just talk about the water charging just briefly here. If you get bottled water, you know, you go to the store and you buy a regular store-bought water that's sealed, you're going to notice that a lot of that water will have bubbles in it, which Sylvia mentioned. Now, one person who did this a long time ago, a couple years ago when I was doing this here, they ended up having a bubble on the bottom of their container the size of a quarter. And that really amazed them. So they poured the water into their glass, and all of a sudden that same size bubble appeared on the bottom of their drinking water. So as they went through the day, they left and that same bubble reappeared in their drinking water, the larger container. And that's kind of what happened for them. And it kind of, you know, got their attention. And so the water is designed for one day. Remember, the light ship only works in the now. So the most the clearing can work as far as what you're energizing is probably a day or two, typically. If you do pendant charging, which you can do also for object charging on the website, clothes and food, et cetera, pendants, they will be charged with love energy, which is what you need right now in this present moment. Now, as you change your consciousness, then you will probably have to have that re-attuned, okay? Have another charging activation done to it. Only because you already absorbed the energy out of it, so it's going to be useless to you. So if people selling pendants knew about this, what I'm talking about, they probably would not be able to sell pendants because those pendants would not work after they gave it to you. And then also, who connected and what got connected to that pendant that you're wearing. If you do wear a pendant and you go into the light infusion chamber, it will become neutralized with love energy. So if you went out and you spent, $2,000 for a special pendant that's hanging around your neck or more, once you walk into that light infusion chamber, everything that was put on it, and typically it'd be done by the aliens because they're using mind energies, okay, through everybody attuning pendants, et cetera, that will no longer be activated. So I need to tell you that. So if you have rings on or something or crystals or whatever, once you walk into the light infusion chamber, everything is put back into divine love energy for you. So that's a benefit. And then you can also, if you wish to bring in an object into the chamber, then you can request what you'd like to have done to it, otherwise it'd be neutralized. So you could bring some kind of attribute of love into that. So our time is probably another minute, I guess, here. Sylvia, anything you'd like to add? Oh, we do skid misting water, too, on the conference call. So if you're interested in what we're doing, Mondays and Fridays for $20, we have our special one-hour light ship healing. You go to the light ship for 1 hour. And that's the easiest, quickest way to get accustomed to what's happening, just to go on those particular calls. If you can come on the 8-hour calls, it's $200 for the month, and you have another day included, a Saturday call of 4 hours, so you get 28 hours of healing on the light ship on a conference call line for $200. If you have somebody living with you, a spouse or significant other, they're half price, and animals and pets are free. If you have children with you, they're free also under the age of 18. So it's just a phenomenal healing session. And then you're also on the light ship throughout the week. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, tomorrow night we have the radio show at 9 p.m. Pacific on Station 1 with a wonderful opportunity to go to the light ship to experience that, which is fantastic. And I guess, Ron, could you bring in some the divine peace energy from the light ship for tonight through the light being?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene, I guess. We haven't brought her in for a while. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. You want to read some of the fast chat quickly before we get off, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. Kimberly has wonderful comments about how when she drinks the activated water, basically it actually, her skin becomes very soft and dry patches fall away, new smooth skin appears, gets rid of cellular debris to detox, and the activated water also removed moles that just dropped off. Another guest, Heal, is saying that the water helps with her with irritated gums. And Kimberly is saying the spray water chases away any energies on the skin or in the auric field. So that's wonderful. Great uses of the water. And let's see. We have Mike saying that he knows the water has helped him with an old frostbite scar. So that's fantastic, too. The water is just great. Thank you, everyone, for sharing those comments. And, yeah, I would love to keep going for another hour, but I think we have someone coming on right behind us, so we're going to have to scoot, and we'll see you all tomorrow night. So I'll just say blessings, everyone, and good night, and turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so tomorrow is Creation Lightship healings. We go to the Lightship for some healings for probably 10, 15 minutes. So we'll do that just shortly after the program starts on Station 1, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So bye, everybody. Blessings to you all. Have a wonderful evening. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. And hopefully you're going to be on the call on Sundays.